B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, happy birthday, Carrie Fisher in heaven.
Aw, how old would she have been? Probably 60.
Something?
Four? Yeah. Three, four? Yeah.
She was great. She's a really good writer. If you have a chance to pick up her books, please do so.
Oh, really?
From Postcards to the Edge to her book on drinking. All right.
And nobody wore that Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt outfit.
Nobody did.
Nobody could.
Nope.
Don't even try it.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Yes, queen. All right, let's talk about The Bachelorette because it was on last night. And I caught about 40 minutes of it before Dave's like, I'm turning this to the World Series. Come on, we're not these people. Yeah, so Claire
yes,
Crawley, it's so cringy. It's so cringy this season. I think maybe because you know what's coming because she's already met Dale and there's rumors that she's going to pick him and then they're going to ride off in the sunset like next week.
Yeah.
So,
they booted her, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They booted her.
But one of the things last night was that she made these guys go on a group date and she's looking for someone who speaks to her heart. So the guys were challenged to woo Claire using the five love languages. I don't even know what the one love language is.
I mean, maybe one.
So they gave her gifts, but she was standing, like it was like a Romeo and Juliet situation where she was up in a window.
Okay.
And they were looking up at her trying to like say romantic things in front of the other guys. It was horrifying.
Woo me.
Woo me.
Yeah.
Woo this.
How about this? Who ordered the pizza?
Right. And then she like really didn't get a lot of love from the guys. Like she made a toast and it was like really silent. It was just awkward. And this is what she had to say about like, she's like, I don't know if you guys are really even into it.
Oh,
it was
wow.
So cringy.
Needy.
Yeah.
I really couldn't concentrate and like focus on talking with him because I'm a little bit taken aback.
I'm
sitting here. I had made a toast and then there was the longest awkward silence.
Up talker.
And I just sat here and was embarrassed and had to like almost like, does anybody want to spend time with me?
I'll take a moment to speak for the group. I don't think that was.
You don't need to speak for the group. You need to speak for yourself.
If
you guys all want to hang out with each other, you can do that, and I can go home and go to bed.
She sounds fun.
Wow.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, Brandon got the boot, and Dale got some makeout session.
Well, we know, it's not that we care, but we know she and Dale run off into the sunset.
I know. It's like, it's so weird, but it's so cringy. She doesn't come off great.
No.
And
just listening
like,
to that
like that
was painful.
And she's almost 40.
Yeah.
So, like, she talks like a 20-year-old.
She does.
And she's yelling at them. I mean, if you go into, like, The Bachelorette yelling at people, it's time to go home.
No.
Good Lord.
So that's what's going on.
That's it.
I'm just doing The Bachelorette right now.
I love it.
Wait a minute.
That was
that's
tight,
it?
Bright,
yeah.
And out of sight.
Thank you
that's
so
what the
much.
Old DJs would have said.
Okay.
You got that? What?
Nothing.
What?
Okay. What?
Tight, bright, and out of sight.
Yes.
Okay.
Old DJs.
On that part, huh?
I think I hear what you're saying.
They walked into that one, Bob.
I did. Oh, boy. Let me walk away from that. Hey, we're about an hour away. We're an hour away from giving away $500.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Stewart is your 80s artist of the day. WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 657. How about Phil Collins? He's got some troubles going on with the ex who won't move out of his house.
Yeah, and she's blocking him from even approaching the property. Armed guards, I've heard.
She's squatting, and he can't get her out of the house.
Yeah.
The ex-wife.
That's something. I'm going to do that to Dave.
I think it was gave you the keys. So
yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm out. It's all yours. All right. News next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.